Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Oh yeah, wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix, 6:25, May the 7th, 2025. It's a Wick Wednesday, Woman Crush Wednesday. You're waking up with the Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Good morning. Mostly sunny today and nice. High of 66.
Yes, we got a lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. Got to tell you though, first, we are streaming live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Make sure to follow us, watch us live here in the studio every Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 at Power 101.7 FM. This Saturday, Jess, May the 10th, we're going to be at Crown Sports Center in Fruitland for Hoops on the Ave. Make sure to come on out and join us, and you got all the details.
Yes, Hoops on the Ave, powered by the Collective Standard. It's a free outdoor family-friendly festival celebrating basketball and the culture surrounding the game. It's where street ball, culture, and community come together for one unforgettable day. Mm-hmm. Expect high-energy games and live DJs, the marketplace, real community love. For all the details, all you have to do is go on the website, hoopsontheav.com, and Bill and the Tops Cut Off DJ team, they're going to be out there 11 a.m. until 1.
Yes, make sure to come on out. If you like great ball, you love, the culture awesome. Around basketball, yep. And they're going to have artists out there, DJs. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there. It's going to be a great day. So come on out, Crown Sports Center this Saturday. Speaking of Hoops on the Ave, we're going to have A&D, Andrew Davis, yes. the guy in charge of Hoops on the Ave. He's going to be in studio after 8 o'clock.
Yep.
All right. Again, it's a free outdoor family-friendly festival celebrating basketball and the culture surrounding the game. We'll talk to him after 8. All right. Also coming up this morning, we have Jessica Celebrity Buzz at 6:35. After 7 o'clock, we have Steve Jones checking in. You might remember him from Black Love, Hollywood Confidential, and more. He's going to be promoting his upcoming book, Hollywood Confidential, 12 Steps to Becoming the Star in Your Own Life. All right, so Steve Jones coming up after 7. We have our Mother's Day paper, her gift basket contest. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour as well. A lot of stuff for you. Going to get you in on that HVAC giveaway. We'll give you some keywords. All you have to do is text in, and we'll get you qualified for that. In the meantime, at 6:27, let's do this right here.
Say what? That's crazy.
Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, so a poll for National Pet Week found that 44% of dog owners have at least one mealtime ritual for their dog.
Oh, yeah, mealtime ritual.
Yeah, the top ones include saying a special word or phrase when it's time to eat.
Okay. All right.
Giving them a treat as an appetizer.
Okay.
A dog with an appetizer. Okay. And 16% sometimes plate their dog's food.
Really?
Like a gourmet meal.
Wow. Okay.
That's how Jess used to do when she had a dog.
I know someone who they buy their dogs like groceries. Like they make their dog's food like homemade.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like how? Yeah. Not like in the oven and all that.
Yeah.
Stop.
They do.
Stop.
So they get chicken, they bake it, or they have it in the crock pot. It's like chicken breast.
In the crock pot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a thing.
And they just give it to their dog.
The sweet potato, they get that. They make it homemade.
But are you not supposed to give your dog that kind of stuff?
I don't know what they do or how they do it. All I know is... it's chicken and sweet potato were the two main ingredients. What they did. Yeah. I don't know what else they add, but I do know that.
Really, Jess is talking about how she used to do it.
Right. Yes.
A poll ahead of Mother's Day for this Sunday found that 22% of us feel like we don't call her enough. Okay.
Mom enough.
The overall average is about once a week.
Okay.
U.S. News and World Report releases annual rankings of the best states based on things like education and the economy. Utah was number one for a third straight year, and Louisiana was the worst.
Okay.
In a new poll, only 11% of people say they have hitchhiked and would do it again.
Oh.
Have you ever hitchhiked?
Mm-mm.
No, me either.
We have picked up a hitchhiker before, but we have never hitchhiked.
I know you said that story before, but that was like way, 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 way,
it
way,
was
way,
years
way
ago.
Back.
Years ago.
I don't know if you would do that in 2025, huh?
I think it depends on who I'm with.
Yeah, you got to be, well.
I wasn't by myself.
Mm. Well, 73% claim they never hitchhike these days. The TSA says that if you don't have a real ID starting today.
Yeah, I know.
You better get to the airport at least 3 hours early. Unless you have a passport or one other, you know, like compliant pieces of identification. So you better have a, quote, real ID starting today. We're all set to go for next week. We're good to go.
Oh, good. Good.
We all got the star and the passports. We got passports.
Mine. I have to get mine.
So, 68-year-old woman in Switzerland was in court yesterday accused of repeatedly feeding Leo, her neighbor's cat. Yeah, that's a violation of Swiss law, and she's facing fines of more than $5,000. Yeah,
oh, boy.
She would, like, feed the neighbor's cat, and that's against
that's
the law.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a meth-smoking raccoon?
Yes, you.
Yeah, apparently there's one in Ohio.
Whatever. Stop.
A woman got pulled over for an outstanding warrant on Monday, and while the cop was arresting her, her pet raccoon pulled out a meth pipe and tried to smoke it.
All right.
Yeah, apparently there's...
Meth-smoking raccoon.
Well,
never heard of that before.
If you don't believe it, there's a chest cam footage. It's going around the internet. Caught the whole thing. The cop couldn't stop laughing. Cop was just laughing and laughing and laughing.
And she also, like, it's a pet raccoon, you said,
yeah,
right?
She had a pet.
Okay.
That means she was smoking meth, too. Here are a few good news stories that are making the rounds. A hospital in Texas threw a girl her own prom when she couldn't make it to a real one. Also, a woman in North Carolina felt freaked when a random guy pulled up next to her in a car and chatted her up. But it turned out that he just noticed a bumper sticker that said, "I stopped for goats." And, you know, had a bunch of baby goats in the back of the truck.
Oh.
And then also Google shared the top question. Then they were also on meth. And Google shared the top questions that people ask, probably kids, apparently what they're Googling. It says, "Why are adults so mean?"
Oh,
okay, that's the top question. Also, "Why are adults so stupid?" And another question is, "Why are adults so tired?"
These are all the questions?
All questions that kids are asking Google.
Kids are asking. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, adults nowadays, they're mean, stupid, and
tired.
Yeah. Yeah, we're tired of you.